Milwaukee's own Corky Morgan. Welcome to the studio.
Hi.
It's great to have you here. You've been a performer for a very long time. It's great to have you in our studios.
It's good to be here.
And you've been performing since you were about 13, is that right?
Yeah. Traveling musical with church and church choir and plays through high school and all community theater and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think I read that you have a musical family, is that right?
Yeah, my mother was the diva of the church, and all my brothers sang, and my father was a singer, and well, not a professional singer, but he sang also.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And that was here in the Milwaukee area?
Yeah.
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 What kind of role models did you have growing up? Who did you want to emulate as a performer?
Growing up, I didn't want to be a singer, actually. I just did it because as a kid, my mother made me do it. It wasn't until I was probably 19 that I actually got into the singing part of it more. I met a guy through Whitefish Bay Players who also ran a karaoke. So he hired me on to be like basically his roadie to, you know, haul all the equipment. And I sing a couple numbers during his, you know, shows and stuff like that. So from there, it just kind of skyrocketed.
Hmm. Did you get stage fright? Did you not like singing in front of people?
Oh, I still get stage fright.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're out there and the spotlight's on you.
You got to perform.
you got to go.
So did you always take to it naturally? Or did you kind of have to develop into being a singer before you felt more comfortable with it?
It took a little bit of time to get comfortable with the whole aspect of, you know, me being on stage alone, you know, performing. In groups, you can hide, so it's not as, you know, scary. But, yeah, it took a little time to get used to, but there was a lot of encouragement.
Speaking of stage fright, too, watching the video of you singing the national anthem at the Brewers game, my heart was fluttering just watching that. I'm like, I would be so nervous, and the voice seems so fragile when it comes to nerves. It's like, how did you feel during that performance?
I was actually a wreck. Luckily, they filmed it from one side and you couldn't see my other hand literally shaking violently with the cables and everything. It was kind of scary.
Wow. Yeah, because you looked solid from the video that I saw. So I wouldn't have guessed at all. And your voice certainly didn't betray any of it. So, wow, that's pretty remarkable. You were also into dancing and, like you said, karaoke and other forms of art. And yet I read that you come back to The Voice and you come back to singing as something that you now find very important. And how did that happen?
I would support other performers as I could. I did end up getting hired with a karaoke company and worked with them for about 13 years. And it was a very unique company where they actually did, there were five of us. So we would do group performances and mini concerts and things like that. So we would get invited to do these bigger benefit shows where we'd have all these different types of performers. So I met a lot of different types of people. And throughout the course of being invited to different events to perform, ran into people, they needed backup dancers. I figured, let's try it, see what goes on. Worked out pretty well, but, you know, I'm not the best dancer in the world. So I went back to what I knew, which was singing.
And you've also done a bit of recording at this point and worked in a studio. You have your own company at this point?
Yeah. Kind of fell into the recording thing. I had a singing partner who was all about, you know, making it, doing it big, blah, blah, blah. So she found an ad in the paper. We ended up meeting with these people, went all the way down to Nashville, recorded a demo. It was a scam, and we lost the money that we had to put up front.
Oh, no.
So it was a lesson learned. From then, we hooked up with someone else who was, we thought she was legit, but she was just an even bigger con artist.
Wow.
Luckily, we got out in time before we were completely taken advantage of. But, yeah, I forgot the question.
Well, I was just interested in how you came to create Corliss Entertainment. What you were just talking about, those couple of scams, it sounds like maybe that tied into your desire to help other people, because I read on your website that that's something that you find very important, is to be able to not just live the life, so to speak, where it's working for you, but to also be able to help someone else make their step forward. Is that one reason why you created your own company?
Actually, no. I was doing mentoring kind of thing beforehand. After working with the one singing partner and the two scams we went through, I kind of backed away a little bit and figured, okay, this isn't what I want to do. This isn't how it's supposed to be done. This is supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. Let me regroup. At that point, I had left the karaoke company. So I figured, I needed a brand of my own, basically. And since no one really knows my real name, I figured, why not use that? Because it's just a little bit different. You know, so I did that and just started. That was my front business kind of a thing behind me getting booked with other different organizations and for different events, things like that. Yeah, so that's about how that came to be.
And you've done a lot of work for fundraising and for other organizations, and you're also very proactive in the Milwaukee gay community, active with the gay community for about 20 years or more. Is that right at this point?
It's more than 20 years, yeah.
Wow. So what has that been like over 20 years? Have you seen a lot of change? And what is it like to openly represent the gay community in Milwaukee?
Over the years that I've been out and about, so to speak, there's been a lot of change. I saw a lot of things come and go. I'm seeing a whole new generation of gay men and women that really need to check their history, kind of a thing, because there's a lot that they're missing out on. Mm. You know, we have an older generation that's dying off, unfortunately, because, you know, they are getting older. It's been a life experience, basically. You see a lot of things come and go. You want to experience as much as possible and touch as many lives as possible, because those are the people that are going to help you along the way. So everybody that helped me as I was growing up, if you will, I'm trying to give that back to some of the younger kids now. Mm. And I shouldn't call them kids because they're like, they're not kids. They're not in diapers. But yeah, there's a lot they need to learn and things they need to watch out for. And rather than sit back and watch them make those mistakes that I've seen other people make, that I've made, try and, you know, grab them by the hand and say, hey, take a step back and look at what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So if I can do that through music, through talking with them, through watching, you know, critiquing a choreography, judging a pageant, something like that, I'll do it. It's the least I could do. I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Hey, window pane, tell me, do you remember how sweet it used to be when we were together? Everything was so great. Now that we've parted, this is the one sound that I just can't stand. I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain against my window, along with my pillow, where his head used to lay. Now I know you got some sweet memories, but there's one sound that I just can't stand. I can't stand the rain.
You recently performed at Pride Fest here in Milwaukee. What was that like?
Pride Fest is always fun. I've been performing off and on over the last 20 years at Pride Fest on various stages. I remember when, well, before Pride Fest was called Pride Fest, actually, and it was at Juno Park, when everything was, the stages were basically trucks that people brought in. And over the years, I got to watch that event grow bigger and bigger and better each year. And so it's been a wonderful experience, and I hope to continue, you know, being a part of it and maybe even doing more, hopefully.
Being from Milwaukee and working in Milwaukee, also having been on the road, just curious, how do you see Milwaukee now versus when you were growing up, just as a place that may be open to artists in general? Do you feel that it's, you know, it's booming? Do you feel like we're in a lull? How do you see that?
Milwaukee has always had very good talent, very good artists. They were not recognized because a lot of people underestimate Milwaukee. Mm. They figure, oh, well, you know, we can go to Chicago and it's going to be so much better. No, Milwaukee has everything Chicago does, you know, and probably a little bit better in some aspects.
Mm-hmm. Are there any things that you're proactively trying to change as far as, you know, choosing which gigs you choose to do or any projects that you're working on? Are you at that level of actively trying to make a change or just kind of doing your own thing?
I'm kind of doing my own thing. I am watching the crowd and reacquainting myself with a lot of different talents around town that I ignored, because when I was younger, I didn't listen to that type of music, kind of a thing, so I never appreciated it. Now I'm finding a better appreciation for a lot of these, newer bands that are here, a lot of people that have been performing in different clubs around town for just as many years as I have that I just never paid attention to. When you sit back and just take a look, there's so much that you'd want to just kind of dip your hands into and just see and experience. So it's a bit overwhelming when you actually try and figure out, okay, well, which way am I going to go? What event do I want to see? Which artist do I want to back? I'm still in that process of feeling all that out.
Is there something in the immediate future or something that you're looking towards that specifically that you're looking to either go see a concert of an artist or someone that you'd really like to work with?
Actually, yeah, there is a group that I would love to work with that I met recently. I don't know, can I say their name?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Lord Kaylee Conway and the Lucy Kooks.
Mm, okay.
I've heard them play at a private party and watched them at Letterman's. They have such an original sound that I've never heard before, which is refreshing. So I'm kind of getting into them a little bit more. Plus, they're a great bunch of kids.
I know how that goes. As soon as someone's just a little bit younger than you, they start to be a kid. So I can relate to that.
Well, I'm old enough to be their father.
What are their projects, if you have something that you could talk about at this point? Anything else in the works? Do you have some upcoming gigs for the summer of 2014?
I don't have anything planned at this point. I kind of fly by the seat of my pants that way. If something comes up and somebody wants me to be there, I just jump in and go.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the way I got used to doing it. That way, you don't know if you can really help somebody until the last minute, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you just jump in there and just do what you can to fill in or grab this and direct that and blah, blah, blah. And you run with it. Plus, it keeps it a little interesting. It doesn't become a job.
Yeah.
You're not locked down. Okay, every Thursday I have to be at this club or I like it this way for now.
And if someone were to propose like the ideal gig or something that you'd really love to do right now, what would that be?
Wow. I'd love to do another Brewer game, actually. Or an Admirals game. That was fun, too, because I did that.
You got some great love back from the fans. I didn't see the Admirals clip, but the Brewers game, boy, they really appreciated that. And that must have been such a warm, for all the nervousness you might have been feeling, was that just as incredible to feel that love come back to you?
It was powerful. It just kind of, it blew you away, but kind of planted you at the same time. Because you realize that all eyes are on you. If you do good, they'll like you. If you do bad, they'll like to make fun of you. So do what you can. I just went out there and just sang it just the way I would normally, not thinking about it, which is probably the key. I didn't think about it too much. And everybody loved it. And it was great getting that feedback from some older veterans. I know my oldest brother was there. He was a Vietnam vet. He was in tears. Just random people, as I'm trying to get to my seat, were just loving it. So it was well worth it, and I would love to do it again.
Wow. Well, I hope you get invited again.
Thank you. I hope I do, too.
Well, if people want to learn more about you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Good base would be to go to my website, CorkyMorgan.com. I need to update it because I haven't touched it in a while, but there is a lot of background on me on that site there, and it'll link to my Facebook and all that fun stuff.
Well, Corky, it's been so great having you come into our studios and for you to perform for us. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. This was a pleasure.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Though you don't call anymore, I sit and wait in vain. I guess I'll rap on your door, tap on your window pane.
Tap on your window.
tell you, baby, the changes I've been going through. Missing you, listen, you, till you come back to me. That's what I'm gonna do. Why did you have to decide? You had to set me free. I'm gonna swallow my pride. I'm gonna beg you to please. Baby, please see me. I'm gonna walk by myself just to prove that my love is true. Whoa, for you, baby, till you come back to me. That's what I'm gonna do. Living for you, my dear, is like living in a world of constant fear. In my plea, I've got to make you see that our love is dying. Although your phone you ignore, somehow I must explain. I'm gonna rap on your door, gonna tap on your window pane. I am gonna camp by your step until I get through to you. I'm gonna change your view, baby.
Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do.
That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, yeah, until you come back to me. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna rap on your door. Tap on you, tap on you, tap on you, tap on your window pane. Woman up, baby, I'm gonna rap on your door. Tap on your window pane. Open up, baby. Open up, baby. Open up, baby.
Tap on your window pane.
Open up, baby. Open up, baby. Open up, baby.